This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Colorado's Republican House Minority Leader Mike Lynch narrowly survived a vote of no confidence Monday. CPR's Benta Berkland says that's after his colleagues learned last week that he was arrested for a DUI in 2022.
Lynch was charged with speeding, driving under the influence, and being in possession of a firearm while intoxicated. He's still on probation. The incident occurred a few weeks before his colleagues elected him minority leader. Republican Representative Brandi Bradley said Lynch should no longer be the face of the caucus.
In life, we make decisions. There are consequences.
Representative Lynch has apologized and said it hasn't impacted his ability to effectively lead. He's also running for Congress in the 4th Congressional District. House Republicans deadlocked on their no-confidence vote with one member absent. His opponents could challenge his leadership again soon. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver City Council member Flor Alvidrez is facing an ethics investigation into spending in her office. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber.
A complaint submitted by a former staffer claims Alvidrez requested reimbursements for things potentially barred under spending rules. The report also alleges that Alvidrez yelled at staff in response to pushback about spending concerns. All four of her staff members have resigned since December. The Denver Ethics Board unanimously voted earlier this month to open an investigation into the complaint. It's unclear when the investigation will be complete. I'm Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Voters in Pueblo will elect the city's new mayor today. Council President Heather Graham faces incumbent Nick Gradisar. The two received the most votes in November's general election, but neither won more than half of those votes, and that triggered today's runoff. There is no in-person voting. Ballots must be into a drop box or the clerk's office by 7 p.m. Early returns show more than 18,000 ballots have been received so far. It's CPR News.